Blackstone Audio presents Champagne, The Farewell by Janet Hubbard. This book is read by Kata Mazur. For Astrid Latapy, my partner in crime, and for my children, Luke and Ramsey Brown. A perfect champagne has one taste in the mouth and leaves another at the back of the throat after it has been swallowed. The latter, known as the farewell, is often more of a glow than a definite taste. Nicholas Faith. Chapter 1. You are full of shit, Max McGuire texted from her phone as she watched her mother carefully fold the suit she had bought for her to wear to the wedding and gently place it on top of the clothes in the suitcase. Your hat will be the most beautiful one there, her mother said, filling the cavity of the millinery wonder with tissue paper and putting it gently into a hat box.
Wouldn't a mother say you, not your hat, will be the most beautiful one at the ball?
In America, yes. In France, no. Max laughed, for la petite Juliette de Laval Maguire should know, having grown up in the French bourgeoisie. Max thought she might ditch the hat once she was out of her mother's sight. It was enough to have to wear the mauve silk suit and stilettos that she had watched Juliette pack. Hank McGuire stuck his head in the door, tapping his wristwatch.
Time to get moving if you plan to catch your flight. We're going in the cruiser.
Max rolled her eyes. That meant he would be blasting the siren all the way out to JFK. He waited for her to close the suitcase, and in a few strides had picked it up and was on the way down the stairs of her apartment building. She picked up the small hat box and found it so light that it flew out of her hand.
Damn!
Give it to me, chérie, Juliette said. And hurry, dépêche-toi! She paused. You are wearing cowboy boots to France?
I'll be the envy of every woman there. I'm right behind you.
Max locked the door behind her and ran across the hall to say goodbye once more to her dog. An elderly woman, looking like a munchkin, opened the door, and Max swept the toy poodle up in her arms.
Woof, you be a good boy for Irene.
She handed him back, planted a quick kiss on her neighbor's cheek, and ran down the two flights of stairs.
I wish you were coming, Maman.
Max said when she caught
sample complete. Ready to continue?